opening Monday in downtown Cleveland, the Boston Red Sox 2016 season, as the Sox take on the Indians, making their way to Montreal for some exhibition games and making some news today. With more on that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by our friend Kevin Thomas from the Portland Press-Herald. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
What is going on with John Farrell here, shaking things up today, making the news official on Travis Shaw, Brock Holt out in left field? Is this a man fighting to save his job by any means necessary?
Well, I suppose you can look at it that way. I think, you know, all of the Red Sox want, you know, they can't afford a slow start. You know, they're huge into appeasing their fans, and this is two straight last place finishes, and they play a lot of division opponents in April, and they can't be patient with a guy, even if he is making $17 million.
Is there any danger in taking a veteran? No, he hasn't been with the team that long, but in taking a veteran with that big contract and putting him on the bench, do you run the risk of maybe losing some of the locker room?
Oh, I don't think they're going to lose the locker room. I think as hungry as John Farrell is, David Ortiz is pretty hungry too, and he has basically signed off on this move. He wants to win too, and you know, the way Pablo Sandoval showed up in spring training, I know they tried to downplay it, but that had to be a disappointment, and you know, the back trouble followed, and you know, if you've got a big belly, you're going to have a bad back sometimes, and just too many red flags. I Travis Shaw is hungry. And not just for a sandwich, and so he's the guy they want.
Kevin, we posed this question to Pete Abraham a little earlier in the week. Do you think putting Brock Holt in a position where he's going to stay ruins his value to the team where he was the super utility guy?
I think so. I'm still trying to figure out why did you cut David Murphy, and why is Rusty Castillo still on the major league roster? Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to get better. He's not going to get better, you know, counting his money with the Panda on the bench. So he's got to go to AAA and get some at-bats. I don't know why they didn't keep David Murphy. They could have put him in left and then moved Brock Holt around. But, you know, Brock Holt's going to – I think he'll do fine. But, yeah, that does take away the value.
Of course, all the concern in the offseason was the first base experiment with Hanley Ramirez. That's had mixed results before, but maybe will turn out better than people expected. What do you think over there at first?
Yeah, you know, it was a concern, but he's certainly a better fit for first base than he was for left field. He was so cautious out there, and then when he got hurt, he was even worse, both at the plate and in the field. So, you know, people are going to go crazy. He'll have a game where he's going to make two errors. He's not going to scoop a ball out like Kevin Youkilis could. But you know, as long as he hits, they need some big bats in there. There's not a lot in that lineup right now.
Kevin, when John Farrell was giving out his starting lineups or talking about who was going to make the team, he was he pointed in the way that he talked about Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. being everyday outfielders. What does your gut say about Jackie Bradley Jr.'s offensive upside?
You know, if Jackie Bradley Jr. hits 250, you know, the gold glove is his, and he's going to be fine. I think he'll actually hit a little better. Keep him down in the bottom of the lineup. Occasionally protect him against a good left-handed pitcher. I think he's going to be fine. Having him in the outfield, I mean, you know, just as a baseball fan, I want to see that. I want to watch him play out there. And I think he's going to contribute fine. And obviously Mookie Betts is just a star on the rise.
Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press-Herald joining us here on Downtown. Kevin, still with those offensive questions, there seem to be more about the starting rotation of the Red Sox once you get past David Price. Who are you optimistic about? Is there a guy that can show some progress this year out of that group?
This year? I was about to start naming off some minor league pitchers when he's asked me who is I optimistic about. This reminds me of the old Pedro Martinez days when you just looked forward to his start and then you crossed your fingers. Clay Buchholz is going to have some nice starts, but, you know, is he going to still be pitching in July? And there's just so many question marks. And having Rodriguez go down with that knee injury, you know, maybe that'll be a blessing. That'll keep his innings down and he'll come back strong in May. But I think there is a lot of concern after David Price.
In the bullpen, Kevin, when you look around, there have been some injuries kind of shuffling things about. A guy you're really familiar with is Matt Barnes. Do you think he has the makeup to succeed in a seventh, eighth inning role?
I think he does, and from what I hear, he's changed his the way he's delivering. So, you know, he was throwing, you know, he would throw 98 and it would go in straight and it would just get smacked. So it sounds like, you know, he's had a good spring, spring numbers being what they are. I think they're really going to miss Carson Smith, especially this first month. I don't know if Matt Barnes can step in there or not, but, it's promising, more promising than it's been. They made a good move just telling him he's a reliever. Don't even think about starting.
I've seen this question come up on social media a little bit in the last couple of days, and you're a guy who's very knowledgeable about the game and its history. Ted Williams, David Ortiz, who has been not the best hitter in Red Sox history, but perhaps the more important hitter in Red Sox history?
Wow, those questions are just open for debate. But, you know, obviously Ortiz helped deliver three World Series. But when you're looking at who are the best hitters overall in the game, you know, Ted Williams is right up there. So, you know, I'll take Teddy Williams hitting, but then I'll take David Ortiz in the clutch.
Yeah, I agree with you on both of those. And I know the popular notion seems to be to just automatically go with Ortiz because of those championships. But people forget or are too young to remember that Ted Williams was often the only thing that made that team watchable for the better part of two decades.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who wants to be a baseball player should study how Ted Williams batted. I mean, because he studied it, and that's just what you would start with. And then, we'll take Ortiz in the clutch. You know, there's a lot of people that don't even remember Ted Williams, and Ortiz is retiring, so. You know, nostalgia is going for Poppy.
Let's talk about the Sea Dogs briefly, Kevin. Who are a couple of talented guys that people want to make sure to get down to Portland to see while they can this coming season?
Well, actually, don't hurry. The big prospects are hopefully going to be coming up soon. They don't have, there's just not a lot right now. Last year there weren't many prospects, and this year it's kind of the same way. It's, the pitcher I wrote about today, Justin Haley, he's going to be a good pitcher. But the prospects are coming. They're in Salem right now in the advanced Class A, so it's going to be interesting in Portland to see when, you know, Yoan Moncada, Rafael Devers, Andrew Bettentini, I know I just butchered that name. You know, those are some promising bats. And those guys, they could all be, playing in Boston by the following year, the year after. So this Portland team does not have a lot of prospects. So Henry Ramos is an outfielder. He's really the only one that comes to mind besides Haley pitching. It will just be a nice night at the ballpark, but the prospects are coming.
All right, we'll wait for the weather to warm up and have an even better time.
Yeah, Portland and Cleveland, from what I hear.
That sounds good. Hey, Kevin, great talking with you, as always. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we'll look forward to visiting with you throughout the baseball season.
Anytime, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thank you much. Kevin Thomas, Portland Press Herald. Talking Red Sox are